Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Thing about Dion is Dion does Dion, and he does it really, really well. Said this before, if I'm going to go to a clinic, walk up there, and I'm going to teach 350 offensive line coaches, I will use Dion's stuff, like his hand stuff. Dion does Dion, and Dion does not care. And it's awesome to see. He might be one of my favorite players of all time in the NFL.
Jerry Ostrowski on Dawkins. Quick segment of Deion Dawkins love here. Jeremy and Joe. Joe's on vacation this week. Sal's in. So I was talking there with Jerry O and Joe Marino. We do a twice weekly thing now on YouTube and part of Locked On Bills channel, Bill Squads. We're talking about Dawkins there. And more about that, he says, if you're teaching a coaching clinic, you would teach Deion's hands. But if you want to teach technique to pass block, you would teach Spencer Brown. Basically saying that, well, I'll go to the follow-up question, because it sounds like he says you wouldn't coach offensive linemen to play like Deion. He's that unique to do that. And I made a comparison that it sounded like an all-time great that Jerry would be comfortable comparing him to.
All this kind of sounds like another Buffalo great athlete of all time. You're saying he's one of one. He's so unique. Like, you would never teach your kids to play goal like Dominic Hasek, right? But he did it his way. And you're like, he's amazing. You can't do that. Basically, is that kind of what you're saying here?
That's exactly what I'm saying. I mean, Dom was. I used to laugh. I'd go down to this locker room after Sabres games. A lot of us guys from the 90s were big Sabres fans. We used to go to Ault all the time. And I remember one time walking in, and Dom is standing at the door. He's like, "Big O, you want to come hit the weights?" And he's got his shirt off. He's got no shirt on, and his bottoms are still on, and he's going to go work out. And, I mean, he looked like a 14-year-old kid. I mean, there's just nothing. He's just, you know, he's a slinky. But the thing about this is, if you look at Dominic, and it's great you brought up Dominic Hasek with Dawkins. Still, though, it's the one thing I preach all the time, situational awareness, right? They play the percentages. What did Dominic Hasek do so well? He took half to two-thirds of the net away by flopping on the ground and said, if you're going to beat me, it's going to have to be high, right? And Deion does those same things. It's unorthodox, but he still plays the percentages. He understands situational awareness, and he wins at a high rate. Like I said, man, he's awesome to watch.
Super cool to get like that level of appreciation on Dawkins. I just love watching whenever, whoever it is, if it's the guys at Cover One or if it's Brian Baldinger, when they're digging deep into like, watch what Dawkins does here. So he like takes an arm and then it's a karate chop across and then the defensive lineman's on the ground.
Yeah.
It's not the traditional kind of thing you see, and it's just, it's a testament to his craft and an all-time great Bill. Like, Dawkins is an all-time great Buffalo Bill.
Yeah, he should be on the Wall of Fame, I think. We have this debate a lot. I think he is one of these guys that deserves that. We've talked about Micah or Jordan or guys in the past, like Eric Moulds, Reuben Brown. I think Deion is in that conversation for sure, at least. I mean, when I say like he should be, I think at least in the conversation, and I think eventually he will be somebody we all say should be because he's got a few more years left still to play in this league. Couple things about this, and we're going to get to the award, which I think is amazing for Deion.
Yeah,
for him to be an advocate to do this, but what you just talked about reminds me, Eric Wood always says about Aaron Cromer. So the reason why Aaron Cromer is so good at what he does, Eric says he's maybe the best offensive line coach he's ever played for. I don't want to put words in his mouth, but I know he's up there. Aaron Cromer teaches guys to their own strengths, not, hey, this is what we do. It's, hey, that's what you do. All right, let's lean into that. Let's make sure that you're doing that even better than anybody else. If that's what makes you great, let's do that. He says he'll look at your body type, your hands, your size, and say, this is what fits for you at left tackle, even if someone else it doesn't fit for at left tackle. It's the same position. It's the same blocking scheme. But you don't have to block it the same way because that's not you. And I think listening to Jerry talk about it and everything you said, it's really great symmetry to have a coach like that, like Aaron Cromer, who allows Deion to be Deion. This is what makes him great.
Yep.
I'm not only am I not screwing with it, I'm leaning into it and saying, keep doing what you're doing and let's get even better at it.
Yeah, it's really fascinating to, you know, it's not that people don't necessarily like the offensive line sale. I just feel like there's not as much ability to dig into it in such a way, right? You need someone that could tell you how that works, and whether that's Jerry O breaking down Spencer Brown's pass block and versus Deion Dawkins and the interior and all that. You know, as we get to Dawkins and that award, so Dawkins set out to create a Protector of the Year award in the NFL, basically an award for the best offensive lineman, which is something they have in college football. They have the best offensive lineman in college football. In the NFL, there's MVP, there's of course, the rushing title, there's the receiving
defensive
title,
player of the year,
defensive player of the year,
there's comeback offensive player of the year, coach of the year.
And there's a lot of, again, you could just win the rushing title or the receiving title, but there's nothing for an offensive lineman to win. And
well, here's why, too, because the defensive lineman, a defensive lineman can win defensive player of the year. It's not that an offensive lineman's ineligible, but he never would win it.
No, it would never happen.
Like Aaron Donald, I think, has won defensive player of the year, right?
Yep.
I mean, defensive ends win defensive player of the year. Even tackles can do it. It might be a little harder, but they've done it. No offensive lineman has ever and would ever win the offensive player of the year award or even the MVP, obviously.
And that's where Deion... How long did it take him to get this done?
So I remember that. I'll tell you, the background on this is I remember him, it could have been even before that, he had always kind of talked about it a little bit, but I remember right after this season, I think it was the week of the awards ceremony, he was on Colin Coward's show, and he's gone on with Coward before, and they talked about Josh maybe winning the MVP and awards, and Deion, this is the first that he really, really expressed, hey, we need to have something for us. Like, we need to have an award that highlights and recognizes the best offensive lineman in the game. And I want to be a person that's really moving forward with this. I want to be the guy that does this and brings this because he said, I've talked to the league about it and we really need to do this. And that was the first I remember kind of hearing about it. Then at the awards show itself, I think there was some stuff that week surrounding it. There's been nothing on it until suddenly yesterday, bam, it happens. And you're like, whoa, this is great. Look at Deion Dawkins. So it's funny, college has this. They have the Outland Trophy. The Outland Trophy is literally given to the best offensive lineman interior lineman, I believe. They even do interior, I think, in college football. I think it's what it is. You can look at if that offensive lineman or interior offensive lineman. Outland Trophy.
Yeah, I'll check it. Just two major college football for linemen. The Outland Trophy honors the best interior lineman.
Yes, interior.
The Lombardi Award, the best offensive lineman.
Overall.
Most outstanding lineman on offense or defense.
Okay. They have that. Jeremy, here in Buffalo, there is an award called the Trench Trophy. I'm involved with that. And the reason I'm involved with it is my former Cleveland Hill athletic director and defensive coordinator, Carl Kurris, founded this award. There has always been the Connolly Cup. Connolly Cup is given to the best player in Western New York. It's like the Heisman. It's always a standout skill player, quarterback, running back, receiver, defensive back, whatever. Years ago, I don't know, maybe 20 years ago, I don't remember exactly when it was founded, Carl Kurris, who mentored me and a great man, he said, hey, let's have something for the linemen. They created the Trench Trophy. It has become a really big deal here in Western New York to win the Trench Trophy. I think this is awesome that this is happening in the NFL, because I've seen how important this is to people and to the people who play those positions to be recognized, because, hey, they're not getting highlighted all the time, except Right. Now you do see him Baldinger and Cover One and those guys do it. To have this award is awesome. And yeah, I've seen that firsthand, what that can mean to people who don't get that recognition and say, hey, I'm being recognized for being someone doing the dirty work.
Yeah, I think fans would support the idea, of course, another trophy out there. How they give it out will be very interesting.
Mm-hmm.
How I heard Chopin Bulldog talking about this yesterday, and they were, you know, not kidding, digging into it like we started to dig into the MVP. Could the best offensive lineman block for a quarterback that's not good or finishes 5-12? Could the best offensive lineman in the league be a Saints lineman this year, and would they ever give him the award as Tyler Shuck gets sacked a million times by the other lineman getting beat? It's a tough question how they ultimately give it out. It's probably, I don't know, Sal, will it end up being an MVP of the offensive line where
that's a good question.
The team needs to be good, the offense needs to be good, and your numbers are impressive? You know, could Joe Thomas have ever won it? Maybe. He was thought of as the best offensive lineman almost the entire time he played, and the Browns never won games, but he was always in the Hall of Fame. So how they give this away will be super interesting to figure out. And I don't know, will we track it the same way we track other awards? Possibly.
Yeah, I don't know. I've seen a lot of people say that maybe Deion deserves to be the first recipient, which he'd be worthy maybe because he's really great at what he does, and he's the person who brought it there. But, you know, and that'd be great, but I think at least Deion should be a part of the first award. You know, handing it out to somebody, giving it to somebody, being a part of the celebration,
on
the
stage,
ceremony.
Give it to the guy that wins it first.
Yeah.
One thing Dawkins does here, I mean, he's obviously immensely popular among his teammates, in the community, like the stuff he does here. Every time there's a story about him, I routinely refer to him as community asset Deion Dawkins, because he's so great for the community. And now what? The entire offensive lineman world. It was him and Andrew Whitworth that really led this charge to get this award to be created, and now we have it. So a credit to him. You know, he's going to get a lot of handshakes throughout the season because every offensive lineman, aren't they going to be like, that's our guy? Like, he made sure that we're going to get the credit, that somebody out there is going to get the credit that we deserve at this position. So
yeah,
I think it's such a testament to him. And with Hard Knocks coming, by the way, we talked earlier this morning about Hard Knocks, if you want to give us a ring on that, at 803-0550. Hard Knocks coming to St. John Fisher. Will they go out and about among town?
See, that's the thing. When you brought up earlier, like, the presentation of it, I remember watching some Hard Knocks in the past where they've done more of that, where they've gone out with the players. They've gone to the local, you know, miniature golf or something and followed them around, and they've gone to the bowling alley with them,
mm-hmm.
movie theater, whatever it is. They've gone to their houses. And then some Hard Knocks, they don't do much of that at all.
Yeah.
They just kind of follow everything on the field. So I'm interested to see how this shapes up. And listen, that's going to be something that the Bills also share in what they are comfortable with or want or don't want. The way I understand it, it's not like HBO and NFL Films is going to be like, hey, we're going to follow these guys when they go out tonight.
Right.
No.
That's
in a negotiation. That's what do you want to show, what do you not want to show? Because they're going to have to obviously be mic'd up.
Right.
They're going to have to agree to that.
Are they going to go with McDermott to the ice cream place that he likes
Ooh,
a lot? Like
that might happen.
That seems like a good one.
Yeah, that might happen.
And then can I give you one other place that they could go? This is just, I want you to make a little mark.
Are you going to say the Pittsburgh pub when all the media and all of us are there hanging out? And they're
no,
there too?
Okay. I'm not going to say that. But there is something that overlaps with training camp.
Yes.
That is super interesting.
Oh, wait.
Do you know what I'm going to say?
I do not. I was going to guess golf, but it can't be.
Nope. The Killers concert.
Okay.
Canandaigua is August 2nd.
Wow. Okay.
Will the Bills be going to the Killers concert? It's during training camp. It's what, 15 minutes away? Will Hard Knocks be at the Killers? And just, it's top of mind for me. We've got tickets to that show. I know a lot of people that have tickets to that show. I've seen them live a bunch of times. And again, the Killers have become a part of the Bills, you know, presentation at the games. It's a big moment. Whether it's from how the Bills players kind of jumped on that song from the wedding way back when, Dawson Knox's wedding. And,
Yep. You
know, it's become, especially this year, became more of a thing than it was in years past. They'd been playing it for a couple of years. It really ramped up this year. And I just wonder if that will be a part of Hard Knocks. It's August 2nd. The first episode of Hard Knocks is August 5th, which is a good, I mean, if you the normal timeline, Sal, that's a good 2 weeks into camp.
Oh, yeah.
That we'll go that, back I mean, and see what has
done. We don't have the official training camp start date, but I know just according to the CBA, doing the math, it should be right around July 24th.
Yeah, last year the first practice was July 24th.
Okay, so July 23rd maybe this year. Like, because we're a little bit earlier this year with everything on the calendar. I'm thinking about guys and storylines. I would imagine DeMar Hamlin would be something they would highlight at Fisher because of his recovery and what happened in the story and all of that. And I think defensive backs in general, Tre'Davious White, the personality, the return of Tre'Davious White. They drafted Max Harrison. Max Harrison is going to be a personality that they'll probably focus on and lean into a little bit. Cole Bishop fighting for a starting safety job. That's something in his second year. I think that's the case. But speaking of Buffalo Bills defensive backs, how about a former defensive back, okay? I want to read you a quote from former Buffalo Bills defensive back Kyer Elam, who is now on the Dallas Cowboys.
Uh-oh. Hold on. Let me prepare myself. I just saw George Pickens of the Dallas Cowboys say, it's nice to be part of a different culture now.
Oh.
And the thought was he's throwing shots at Pittsburgh.
Sure.
So, all right.
This is very eerily reminiscent of former Sabres players who go
interesting
to other markets.
I thought Elam, right when he left, said nice things like, I'm thankful, it was good, it didn't work out. What do we got? What do we got now?
He didn't say anything bad, but there's clearly some undertones here.
Okay.
Okay. This is courtesy of DallasCowboys.com, the Dallas Cowboys website, picked up by Pro Football Talk, which is where I found it. Quote, I feel like the energy here is something I've never been a part of.
Mm.
I love the enthusiasm. And also, I would just say the energy from the coaching staff, they actually make you feel like they care. And that's something that's very exciting.
Hmm.
Okay, I'm going to roll my eyes at this. Mm. This is a guy that it didn't work out here in Buffalo. He went to another, he got on the field. Things didn't go well when he was out on the field. But I want people to also understand context here. There was a lot of talk about, but when you hear coaching staff and him say that, okay, there was a lot of talk and thoughts about Kyer Elam not getting along or headbutting with John Butler, who was his position
coach.
One of his position
who
coaches.
Who did leave last year.
Yes, when he didn't get the defensive coordinator's job. I'm not on bad terms.
Sure.
He said, hey, I wanted that job. I didn't get it. I got to spread my wings. I want to be a DC. He went to Nebraska and became their DC, actually.
But there was a lot of belief that it was Elam and Butler that did not get along.
There was a lot of that was going on. And when you talk to Kyer Elam about John Butler, you kind of got that sense. When you talk to John Butler about Kyer Elam, you kind of get that sense. They never say anything bad about each other.
Yeah.
But for Kyer Elam to come out and say, the energy from the coaching staff, they actually make you feel like they care, and that's something very exciting. I think he's specifically maybe referencing one coach who maybe he didn't see eye to eye with. You're not going to see eye to eye with every coach, but it's a really interesting quote. And then to talk about the energy is something I've never been a part of on the Dallas Cowboys. And maybe that's true because Dallas is known to have lots of circus surrounding it, a lot of energy. I don't know, but it doesn't translate necessarily. What was the story a couple of years ago? Somebody quoted on the Dallas Cowboys saying, you come here, you're in the weight room doing your job, and they have people walking around looking at you through a glass like you're an attraction.
Like it's a zoo.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's interesting from Elam. It's, like you said, it's why, I mean, we went through this last year with Allen and Diggs and everybody like fine picking through everything that they said where Allen stopped everybody and said, I didn't mean that before you say anything. I didn't say that. He kind of put that to bed. Diggs at one point said, I'm not going to talk bad about my old girlfriend to make my new girlfriend feel better. Like, they were savvy enough to know that those things can be interpreted a certain way. And, you know, maybe Elam is whatever. Interesting.
Good for Elam if he has a fresh start and it's able to go better for him.
Right.
It wasn't happening here. And it was a missed draft pick. There's no doubt. Yeah. I mean, they took a draft pick that wound up being a bust first rounder.
Yep.
And they moved on from him, and they took another first rounder this year. And for whatever reason that is, whether it's him and the coach not seeing eye to eye, his skill set not fitting in what they're doing, it didn't work out. He's in Dallas. Maybe he has a resurrection.
Sean in Niagara Falls is up. Hey, Sean, good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
How you doing?
Good, you're on.
Good, thanks.
So I was just wondering what you guys feel about the James Cook situation and about if he performs something similar than last year, is he worth the $15 million that he's asking for?
I don't know about 15. I probably don't think 15 is right. This is going to be an interesting one for me. Like I said yesterday, I hope the Bills do re-sign Cook, and I think that they would re-sign him, but everybody's got a number. You know, Sal, like, you know how this works. With Tremaine Edmonds, he left because he got a big, big bag.
Yep.
Was there a number they would have brought him back at? I think yes.
Sure.
Gabe Davis left. Was there a number that maybe? I think yes. And with Cook, we might get the same thing. What happened in both those scenarios is it got to the final line, and they let that player walk out and see what the market was. Like, if you can get more, more power to you. But they probably will have an offer to Cook. So one thing I want to be a little bit wary of is not assuming that if he doesn't sign, that they will never sign a second contract for a running back or don't value it. I don't want to assume that because maybe he gets 14 on the open market and they would have gone to 10. But when he goes and gets the 14, we kind of look at it and say, like, well, they weren't going to pay him. I'd be comfortable paying him 10, 11 if he continues to show the explosive ability, because that's the hardest thing to replace. And that's a very important part of the offense, the way that it's built. Their explosive plays coming from their top running back, to me, is of great value, and I do think they should bring him back.
Your point is the right one, and I want to make this clear, and I've said this many times, but people need to understand.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Oh, hey, friends. This sale's for you. The DSW Friends and Family event is on. DSW VIP members get 25% off almost everything in stores and online for a limited time. Don't miss out. This only happens twice a year. Not a VIP? You're still family to us. Join for free to get in on the savings. Plus, VIPs always get free shipping on anything. Save on must-own shoes today when you shop the DSW Friends and Family event at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Bills are not unique. Every team kind of operates this way. I'm sure some teams kind of have a moving target in some ways. The way it works is the Bills have their own value on a player. That's their value. This is what we value at. This is what we are willing to pay you. And then the player has what they think they're worth. It's not, hey, what do you think you're worth? Let's go and kind of see. Like, it doesn't really work that way. It's, this is what we think your value is. We've done the research. We've done the data. Maybe you can adjust a little bit here or there. It's not going to be wild. It's not going to be a wild adjustment. It's just not.
Yeah.
So if the Bills sign James Cook to a $15 million a year contract, Sean, that means that they feel that's his value. That's what he's worth. If he signs somewhere else for that, to me, it means the Bills just didn't feel he was worth that, because there is a difference between we don't think you're worth that money or we don't like you. They love James Cook. They want James Cook here.
Yep.
That doesn't mean they're going to spend $5 million more a year, let's say, for what they think his value is. They're going to put a value on him, and that's where it's going to go.
And sometimes that value might be a little too high. They've overpaid some of their players. Not too many, but maybe Dawson Knox's value was a little on the high side, but they do value him. And, you know, Gabe Davis was another guy that they loved, but got to the open market. It became a, we can't justify paying that to you.
So, somebody tweeted at me maybe in the last offseason or just several months ago and said, you said that you were wrong about Gabe Davis. And I said, what do you mean? So I think this is two different points here. He said, you said he would get paid and the Bills love him. Well, guess what? He's on another team. I said, no, those two things are correct.
Yeah, that happened, yeah.
The Bills did love him. I always said he would get paid. But the Bills love him. It doesn't mean they're going to pay him. Someone's going to pay him. That's going to happen with James Cook. It could be the Bills. Someone's going to pay James Cook. But if it's far drastic what his value to him is versus what the Bills are, it won't be the Bills eventually.
803-0550. Thanks, Sean, for the phone call. Our number. Chris Emma on the Bears at 9 o'clock on the Bears. And also Hard Knocks. I mean, the Bears have recently been featured on Hard Knocks. What can a team expect? Whether it's distractions or whatever, the Bills are going to be on Hard Knocks. We learned that yesterday. Also, when we get back, I want to keep pushing back on a narrative that's starting to be crafted about what happened to Roger Goodell yesterday and the tush push. We'll get to that. 803-0550, 1-888-552-550 on WGR.
Take the baseline out. Uh-huh.
Hard Knocks for the Bills on HBO Max. It's Hard Knocks. So, question for you, Sal, before I get to this question about Roger Goodell. Is it possible that James Cook's camp changes any sort of their approach based on the Bills being on Hard Knocks? There's a bigger spotlight now, right? Everything that happens inside, outside, whether it's Cook speaking on the issue, if it's Cook not showing up, anything like that. Do you think it's possible that Hard Knocks could change the Cook camp strategy?
I think it's possible, and I think it would be for better or worse, depending on how you're looking at it.
Yeah.
It could be...
Not to say it would work.
Correct.
But...
If you're looking at it from a Bills standpoint, a Bills fan, and thinking, we want James Cook here, we want him happy, it could change from a, okay, the Bills are saying, hey, buddy, get to camp, show the league what you can do, and if not, people are going to be talking about, hey, here's this guy holding out. Okay, that's right. I could do that. I can get there. It could also be the other way. It could be James Cook saying, guess what? Now you're going to see, the world's going to see, the league is going to see how much I mean to this team, and I'm not going to be there. Like, I think it could go either way, actually.
Yeah.
So I guess at the end of the day, it probably won't matter much, but certainly I think there's got to be a discussion. Hey, we're going to be on Hard Knocks, right? Do we want this as a storyline? From the Bills standpoint, you don't want a distraction. Brandon Bean seems confident that, you know, well, A, James Cook will be playing for the Buffalo Bills in 2025, but I think even reading his and listening to his quotes and things he says, I think he's indicating and confident that James will be at training camp. That will be seen, but what's first got to be seen, will James Cook be even at mandatory minicamp starting June 10th? That's something that you have to be at or you can be fined, but it's obviously not training camp. It's a bit different story. So that's when we'll start to kind of get this percolating.
We'll see. Bills on Hard Knocks. Very exciting. Fun times. So, all right. Following up on yesterday, I see a piece here from Ben Volin of the Boston Globe, friend of the show. We both know Ben. Mm-hmm. And the headline on his piece is about how the league reminded Roger Goodell in keeping the tush push for 2025, NFL owners remind Goodell he's an employee, not the boss. And whether or not this was a loss for Goodell, I think is debatable. They lost. The ban the tush push side of it lost. They lost 10-22. That's a win in most votes. It takes 75% of owners to change a rule. Why is change happening slowly? Well, because you don't need 32. You don't need 17 votes. You need 24. 22-10 is a blowout that the league wants it banned and the commissioner wants it banned. And really, it's all in the phrasing of it, Sal. Could I phrase it this way? 10 obstructionist teams opt to keep the tush push. That's what happened. One of them is the Eagles. The Bills voted against it. So 9 other holdouts allow Eagles to keep tush push. 9-22.
Yep.
When it came out yesterday, listen, I'm not surprised. I'm not upset about it. But should Roger Goodell feel like he lost? He got a lot closer. He's been against this issue for a long time. And if they're trying to whip up the votes or whatever they're doing, they got close. And on the playoff thing, that didn't lose either. They pulled that because the conversation was generally, what if instead we just work on it when we get to our 18-game schedule, which who knows how quickly that happens. Maybe by next year we get an 18th game?
I would think in a couple years it could very well be coming.
Next CBA?
Oh, yeah. By the way, you had an idea earlier I want to talk about with how to do the 18th game. The next CBA is not going to be for another 5 years. But I think it's going to happen before then. I think 18th game comes before that.
Do you know what could make it happen? Is that the NFL could pull out of all of its media deals, I guess, by like the end of next year and redo them all. And when they redo them all, it'll be, oh, we're going to add another game. And by the way, the salary cap's going to go up through the roof and you're totally going to be fine with paying James Cook $15 million because starting running backs are going to start getting 30 because, you know, the money goes up and up. But I don't see this as phrasing it as a loss. Oh, I lost. Well, what happened? I lost 10-22.
but I do think, like, there is a part that I understand, which is these things were tabled, these two things, the tush push and the playoff seeding. And the reason things generally get tabled, Jeremy, from the owners' meetings in March to now is, hey, the league really wants it, and it didn't pass, so we're going to make some calls and do some lobbying. We're going to get this thing to pass.
Yep.
And they didn't get it to pass, which... I understand someone then thinking, well, that's a loss for the league. But you're right. Like, there's still a great overwhelming majority that still voted the way the league and Roger Goodell wanted it to be voted.
Yeah. He's not some fringe dictator trying to convince 32 teams and it went down 32-0. He's close. And it's also possible, Sal, that the reason it didn't pass, they banned all pushing and pulling. Maybe two of the teams that voted for keeping it would have voted for banning it if it was only banning that play and allowing pushing everywhere else. Like it's just like a bill in the House or the Senate.
Sure.
Parts of it were grouped in that made some teams say, well, now I don't want to vote for that. And if you switch it back, maybe two teams go this way and two teams go that way. So I don't think it was a stunning rebuke of the commissioner myself. Rob in Hamburg. Hey, Rob, good morning.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, thanks.
Sal, you're vintage age, kind of like I am. So do you remember the band Cinderella?
I do.
The what?
The band Cinderella.
Yeah.
Okay, they have a song that they should play 4th and 1 anytime there's a break before they go do the play. It's called Push Push.
Okay.
You got to look it up and play it. And the best part about it was if the Bills actually do it, because Cinderella's from the Jersey, Philadelphia area.
Okay. Well, I like the song Nobody's Fool. Do we have a spot for that? To play Cinderella, Nobody's Fool. I'm not your fool. Nobody's fool. Nobody's fool.
That would have to be on a coach's challenge if you
want. I love it. Thanks, man.
Hold on. I'm going to pull a deep pull here maybe because the only song from Cinderella that I know was on the Wayne's World soundtrack. Did they sing Ballroom Blitz?
Ooh.
Who did Ballroom Blitz?
They might. Let me see.
Somebody on... somebody. Boy, what's their song from the Wayne's World soundtrack? Listen, we're on the Cinderella. This is right up your alley, and me to some degree.
Uh-huh.
In 2005, Cinderella toured with Firehouse, Rat, and Quiet Riot.
Yes.
They sang Hot and Bothered.
That's on the Wayne's World soundtrack?
Yes.
Okay. That'd be the song. Listen, who sings Ballroom Blitz then?
Did you look it up?
Oh, yeah, Tia Carrera, okay.
Carrera? Listen, I didn't know how to say her last name.
But if I'm ranking them, I'm going Rat, Round and Round over Nobody's Fool by Cinderella. They're both great, but Rat, Round and Round, yeah, that's a song. I love it.
Wayne's World. You two young guys ever seen Wayne's World?
Yes.
No, you have, of course.
Yes.
These two.
Wayne's World.
No.
No.
You should.
Yeah. I know of it. It's from SNL, right?
It's does it hold up? That's a good question. Probably.
There was a lot of talk yesterday in the afternoon show about Da Bear's skit on SNL because George Wendt. Was that you guys?
It was you on the morning show.
I'm sorry. It was you and Nate.
Yeah.
And I was listening to that. That was really interesting because I couldn't remember how often George Wendt was in it until you brought it up.
Yeah.
That he was actually in it a little bit more often, right?
He was the brother of one of the main guys. Like he played Bob Swirsky and Bill Swirsky's super fans and the Bears.
You also talked a little bit yesterday about the Karen Reed trial, and I texted you.
Yes. Yes.
Karen, and I said, I have watched that documentary on the Karen Reed trial. It's 4 episodes long.
Yeah, 4 or 5.
Riveting.
Yeah,
I'm like, oh my God. I got my parents to actually watch it when they were over at the house one night, and I think I had like 3.5 episodes, and then they stopped watching, but I don't think they finished it, and I might have to with them because I want to kind of see where they land. I know where I land, but I would tell you that it was really, really interesting. It's terrible what happened, obviously.
Yeah,
it's a trial about a woman who is on trial in the Boston area for killing her cop boyfriend. There was a party. It was a snowstorm. They were drinking. She was behind the wheel. She admits that that is the case. She's being accused of backing into him intentionally to kill him, where the defense is arguing that's not what happened. He went into that house. Something happened in the house where there was a fight or something, and they left him to die out in the lawn.
Yeah,
it's incredible.
We did finish it. We have family that lives in the Boston area that lives actually very, very close to this. And last year, my brother-in-law was telling us all about this trial. He's like, oh, yeah, it's going to be on Netflix. Like, you'll see it soon. The town has been taken over by this whole thing. And we did finish it. 803-0550. Quick check-in on the Bears at 9 o'clock. Chris Emma covers the Bears. We're talking Bears and Hard Knocks, what that experience will be like for the Bills, who are going to be featured this year on HBO. 803-0550, 1-888-550-2550 to join us on WGR. So this is Hot and Bothered by Cinderella. All right. Not one of the ones I remember from the Wayne's World soundtrack. Hey, we're going to be doing the ride for Roswell. You can join us. That's right. Join the team. Join us in the fight against cancer by riding with Bulldog and WGR's Ride for Roswell team. Saturday, June 28th, once you join our team, you'll receive an email to pick up your team t-shirt and water bottle at Tom's Pro Bikes on Walden Ave in Lancaster. Not a rider? You can still support the cause by donating to our team and helping us reach our goal of $10,000.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Before the ride, visit WGR550.com for details. Jeremy and Joe, Joe's on vacation. He has tweeted a picture from somewhere very warm, very sunny, very beachy, and that is a personal attack against every one of us to have done that to us today. Sal's in for Joe on this Thursday morning. The Bills are on Hard Knocks. Deion Dawkins has created the Protector of the Year Award.
And? The Yankees have passed the Mets in winning percentage.
Ooh. Should we call Howard? Let's call him right now. Call him live right now.
After that Yankees 2 out of 3 against the Mets, it started to go the other way. The Yanks were like 4 games behind them, maybe. Something like that. 3-4.
Yeah.
And now there's talk about Soto. Oh man, he's getting a little bit.
I saw.
Yeah. I mean, Juan's, not hustling out.
The New York Post headline was Juan Slow-Mo.
Oh my.
Because he's not running out of the box.
Juicy, baby.
Here's a question for you, Sal. You'll probably be well equipped to answer this. You're a big Yankee fan.
Yep.
Your son plays baseball. Mm-hmm. My son just started playing T-ball, and he's on the Yankees, which means there's Yankee gear in my house.
Yes.
And I have to go to games and say, let's go Yankees?
Yeah, I think you do. And this is how fandoms begin, when you are on a team at a young age.
You're trying to tell me he's going to be a Yankee fan?
He might be.
I didn't sign up for this.
Ask some 35-year-old man or woman and say, hey, why are you a fan of that team? And they might say, that was the first Little League team I played on. So I had the gear and the jersey, and I fell in love with them.
Sometimes that takes. I remember my first team, I was on the Orioles. That was my when I was a kid.
Same thing with Max.
We were the Orioles.
T-ball, yeah. Orioles. Mine was the Reds.
Okay.
So
sometimes it sticks. Especially
the way they do it at Shoshone is where I know you play, we play.
Yeah.
Your son's age is what? Four.
It's early
as T-ball.
Yeah.
They do American League teams. When you go to the next, it's all National League teams. Oh. When you go to the next level, it's all American League. We went from Orioles and then Marlins. Well, we had a year off because of the pandemic. Angels, Marlins, A's, now Braves.
Braves.
So it's been American League, National League, American League, National League. That's how you do it.
All right. Well, there's a lot of Yankee talk in my house. I'm going to be getting like hats and shirts, and it's tough. I don't really hate the Yankees anymore. And okay. I've been to Yankee Stadium twice. The new one once, the old one once. Right. Had a great time. Would go again. 10-10, would recommend. No, I've been to the new Yankee Stadium twice. Saw CeCe pitch once. He was there at the Knicks game last night. CeCe Sabathia. Saw him there.
Oh, that.
Yep.
I saw him pitch in Tampa, and he had a no-hitter going through like 7 one time. I'm like, oh my God, could I see this? That didn't wind up happening. Maybe through 6, but it was getting late.
Yeah.
It was getting late.
Also of note, this weekend, the marathon is this week.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
And I think the weather should at least get better. Like, it's not going to, it's still raining. Like, every day it's raining. Now,
yeah.
I've been looking at the longer term, longer range forecast. Gonna have rain this weekend. It's gonna be cool. Gonna start to warm up. Gonna start to get drier. And then, like, by the beginning of June, mid 70s. Let's go.
Okay.
We're ready.
Good. Let's get it warm around here.
Mm-hmm.
To everyone running the marathon, good luck. Go. I admire you. It's one thing I know that I'll never do, run a marathon. Half, I've toyed with the idea, but no. I've done other things.
Me too.
Other athletic things.
Even half, right? Even half is, no,
I,
I'm not.
Maybe someday I could consider that, but a full, I just never will do it.
5Ks are fine.
5Ks,
right?
8Ks. I did an Olympic triathlon.
Oh, I did the Tough Mudder.
There you go.
That was tough.
Yeah.
You know, no pun intended. I would tell you part of it, though, was even going through the Tough Mudder, and maybe you've experienced this with other things. My wife has run, I think, 3 full marathons, maybe 4. The training was what really, I'm like, I'm not doing that. I'm not getting up for 60 straight days to go run a bunch of miles. It's not happening.
Well, my thought was always, in some of the training packages you do, you have your really, really long run the week before is 24 miles or something. I thought, why wouldn't I just finish it right there?
I know.
I'll just be done. I did it. Anyway, if you tell anyone out there, like, no snark. Good luck, be safe, have fun, and congratulations in advance. All right, some Bears chatter when we return to learn a little bit about the Hard Knocks side of things. Chris Emmer, reporter that covers the Bears, is going to join us here on WGR at the top of the hour.
Custom window treatments are a small upgrade that have a big impact. No better time to shop than now at Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. 100% online with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com can help. Our design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for ease, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Memorial Day Mega Sale. Save up to 50% site-wide. Plus, get a free measure now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds. Life comes with big money questions. Is it better to max out your 401k or put more in a brokerage account? Does buying a home make financial sense in today's market? Should you use extra cash to pay off debt or invest? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing and budgeting strategies to help you build wealth and navigate major financial decisions. Make smarter money moves. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable 6-blade shaves, swift rinse and 4 blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.